Sister will give us the first line and then we join it.
实在感谢我们的神啊，他的信实是永远不变的。
Oh, thank our God because His faithfulness never changes.
啊，虽然我们啊，好像生活在啊这个世界，好像很多事情啊都在改变啊，那政权在改变，我们的环境在改变。
Even though we live in a world that things continue to change, whether it's the government, the rulers, or the environment or the circumstances.
甚至人的话也会改变。
And also, men will also change.
但是我们的神，他是从亘古到永远啊，都是不改变。
But our God is the same from of old until forever.
啊，所以我们能够把我们的信心好像抛锚在我们的神的里面。
And we can rest assured to put our faith in Him.
因为他是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Because He's the author and the perfecter of our faith.
好吧，我们再唱一篇，只唱第一和第三节，好不好？
Can we sing stanzas 1 and 3 once again?
我在天边，做到地边。
Let's follow prayer.
爱我们的父神，我们实在满心感谢你。
God loves us, we thank and praise you.
因着你的信实我们如今还可以存留在这个地上。
Because of your faithfulness, we can still be here in this world.
我们也能够聚集在一起来把敬拜、把感谢归给你。
And we can all gather together and give you the worship and give you the praise.
我们求父神，你帮助我们常常把我们的眼目是注视在你的身上。
Father, we ask you help us so that our eyes can always be set upon you.
虽然世界会改变、会过去，但是你是那位永存的神。
Even the world can change and pass away, but you are the God who never changes.
你是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Because you're the author, protector of our faith.
所以，请你继续的帮助我们在走我们在世上的这条路的时候，主啊，我们常常的来依靠你。
And as we walk in this way of the world, may we always come back to rely upon you.
我们也知道你的恩典是够我们用。
We know that your grace is sufficient for us.
所以我们就再次来到你的跟前我们要赞美你我们要感谢你。
And as we come before you, we want to praise you, we want to give you the thanks.
我们要来敬拜你。
And also to worship you.
我们求主你就祝福我们今天早上的这段时间。
And may you bless this time we have this morning.
特别我们的弟兄要交通你的话的时候求主你的恩典与他同在。
And when our brother will be sharing your word, may your grace be with him.
也让这些话来造就我们来改变我们。
And may these words be able to edify us, to transform us.
使我们更像你的样式。
So that we can be more conformed to your image.
把以下的时间恭敬仰望交托。
Commit the rest of the time unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
把时间交给弟兄。
Give the time to our brother. Good morning once again, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们再一次早上好。
Peace of the Lord.
在主内平安。
Thank our brothers for leading this hymn we just sang.
谢谢弟兄刚才带我们唱那首诗歌。
And indeed, all of us who are saved here can testify of the faithfulness of God.
我们蒙恩得救的人，我们都可以 来见证啊、神的信实啊。
And Stanzas 3 reminds us that God has pardoned our sin.
第三节里面提醒我们神已经赦免了我们的罪。
And he has given us the peace that endures.
他赐给我们呢永远的平安。
And also we know that God, his presence will be with us.
我们也知道神的同在是常常和我们在一起的。
Not only for day, to today, today, but for tomorrow and the days to come.
不单是在今天也是在明天还有以后的日子里头。
Yeah, we know that after we are saved by the Lord,
我们知道我们得救之后,
God has put us into his, the body of Christ.
神就把我们放在基督的身体里面。
And give us privilege to be able to gather with the local assembly.
他也给我们有一个的权利可以与本地的信徒们聚集在一起。
So, brothers and sisters, do you know the purpose of why we gather?
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们聚集在一起的目的是什么。
Why do we come here on Sundays? Why do we want to gather with the saints?
为什么我们星期天要来到这里和其他的圣徒们在一起呢？
I think the main purpose is to do the testimony of Christ Jesus.
那个目的就是我们要成为基督的见证。
And to testify of the Lord and what he has done for us.
要见证主为我们所做的事情。
So this morning I'd like to reflect with brothers and sisters about how to bear God's testimony.
那今天早上我就想和弟兄姐妹们一起的来思想我们如何的做主的见证。
So before I begin, let us also bow again for a word of prayer.
开始之前我们也来做一个祷告。
Father, we do thank you. We give you all the worship.
我们的父神，我们谢谢你。我们把敬拜归给你。
Thank you for gathering us here to this place this morning.
谢谢你今天早上把我们聚集在这个地方。
And we know that there is a purpose you have for all of us.
我们知道你对我们是有一个目的的。
And so this morning that we ask you to open our hearts to hear your words.
所以今天早上我们求你打开我们的心使我们可以听到你的话。
And as we hear your words, may these words be able to enter into our hearts.
当我们听到你的话的时候愿意你的话可以进到我们的心里头。
And that we continue to be led by you in the way forward.
使我们继续的可以让你来带领我们。
And that we can be indeed the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们可以成为我们主耶稣的见证。
We commit the time to you.
把这段时间恭敬仰望。
Give you all the thanks and praise.
把所有的感谢和赞美归给你。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Amen. 所以 if our brother can forward the next slide.
我们请弟兄给我们放下一个影片。
So brothers and sisters familiar with this verse in the book of Acts.
弟兄姐妹们都很熟悉这一段在《使徒行传》的经文。
So this is the Lord's final words before he ascended to heaven.
就是主还没有升天之前他对门徒所说的最后一句话。
Yeah, and spoken to the apostles. So it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth.
他对门徒说，当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So that's recorded in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
是在使徒行传第一章第八节。
So before the Lord left this world,
主还没有离开地上的时候,
he told the apostles that the Holy Spirit will come after he leaves.
他告诉门徒说圣灵要降在他们身上。
And they will receive the power.
他们就会得着能力。
And that they will be his witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
他们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地并和撒玛利亚直到地极做他的见证。
Even though he will no longer be with them in person.
虽然他不能够再亲身的与他们在一起。
They shall continue to be his witnesses.
可是他们需要继续的来成为他的见证。
But we know that he has not left them alone.
我们知道主没有撇下他们。
Because the Lord promised the Holy Spirit to come.
因为主应许他们圣灵要来。
And the Holy Spirit will be there to give them power to be amongst them.
圣灵会给他们有能力。
And it will be up to the apostles and the disciples.
所以使徒和门徒、
yeah.
他们需要这样做。
Yeah, to pass along what they have seen, what they have heard from the Lord.
他们要来传扬他们所看见、所听见的关于主所做、要曾经做过的。
Yeah, and to speak of the things that he has done to testify for the Lord.
来述说主曾经所行的事并且为他做见证。
Some of the brothers just here, we're currently studying messages from the first WCCC, First West Coast Christian Conference.
有一些弟兄姐妹们现在在研读第一届的西安特会的信息。
We know that WCCC is ongoing right now, but it is the last day for this year.
我们知道今天是西安特会的最后一天的聚会。
But 40 years ago, we had the first WCCC.
40年前我们有第一次的西安特会。
And in that conference, Brother Kong shared about Pattern on the Mount.
在那一次的大会里头江弟兄就分享了一个信息是山上的样式。
And again, that was 40 years ago, and I'm not sharing about that, the Pattern on the Mount this morning, though.
那是40年前，我今天不是要分享山上的样式这个信息。
But rather, I went back and look, it's the year that followed after 1986.
可是我回去看的时候，我是着重在第二次的西安特会的信息。
Yeah, which happened in 1987 to 1988.
那是在1987、88年的时候。
The topic of that conference was the witness and the testimony.
那次大会的主题是见证和见证人。
And also Brother Kong was sharing on this.
也是由江弟兄交通的。
And I thought his topic would be of use for us today in this world.
那我就想到这个主题对我们今天是蛮有用处的。
Especially in the end times.
特别是在末世的时候。
Especially with, like a brother said, with all the changes going on, with all the turmoil, confusion going on.
特别是在当今的世界是那么的混乱有很多的改变。
I think as children of God in the Lord, that this is something that we need to be reminded of.
我们主的儿女们我们需要常常的被提醒。
That we are indeed the witness and this is testimony that we bear.
我们是在背负着一个的见证的。
And so, I went through, I looked at the transcript, and there are five things that I found to be of use. I'm going to kind of list them up in the screen a little bit.
那当我看那篇信息的时候，就有五点我想要指出来。
And these are things we all won't know about. This is, again, it's just to refresh our memory.
我们都知道这些事情我今天只不过是想再次的来彼此的提醒一下。
So Brother Kong in his messages, I'm quoting him, today the testimony of God on the earth is his son, Jesus Christ.
江弟兄在那篇信息里面说到今天神在地上的见证就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
So again, the purpose, as I said earlier, we are to be witness, we are to testify for God's Son, Christ Jesus.
刚才我提过，我们是要见证神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。Next
one. Another quote that he had was, his testimony is now entrusted to the church. The church should be his witness.
另外他也说到，今天主把这个见证托付给教会，所以教会应该是他的见证人。
So today the church shall bear that testimony for God because that's what he entrusted to us.
今天教会是要做主的见证，因为主把那个托付给了教会。Next
one.
下一个,
Another one is, the church is the vessel that gives the testimony. The church does not exalt herself, the church exalts Christ.
下一个就是教会是见证的器皿，教会不高抬自己，只高抬基督。
So that's really a good reminder for me and for us that we are not here to function to exalt ourselves, the church.
所以也提醒我们在这里，我们的功用并不是要高抬我们自己。
But our purpose is to exalt Christ himself.
我们的目的是要高举基督的。
And then next one. So there are two important factors in the testimony. First, the testimony must have the facts. Secondly, it also needs to have a personal seeing, hearing, and experiencing.
一个见证需要有两个主要的因素，第一个就是这见证必须是根据事实，第二就是必须亲眼看见、听见、亲身经历过的。
So for a testimony to be what it is, it first needs to have the fact, and then supported by personal seeing, hearing, and experiencing.
所以见证必须是根据事实，然后就借着我们亲身的经历来去支持这个见证。
Next one.
下一个。
And in the entire book of Acts, we see the church testifying for Christ. It's going to break it.
所以整卷的使徒行传都让我们看见教会是不断的来见证主耶稣。
Yeah, it testified that Jesus is the Savior. It testified that Jesus is Lord.
他见证耶稣是救主，是主。
It testified that Jesus resurrected from the dead and now sits at the right hand of God.
也见证主已经复活升天，他现在是坐在神的右边。
And one day he's coming back to judge all the living and the dead.
有一天他还要来审判所有的死人和活人。
And so this morning,
所以今天早上,
I want to take a look at some of the events which happened in the early church in the book of Acts.
我想我们一起的来看，在《使徒行传》里面，在早期教会里面所发生的事。
And I think it provides a good example for us today and how we can be testimony for Christ.
那些的事情可以成为我们今天如何做基督的见证的，给我们一些的例子。
So my sharing is not intended to be a summary of Brother Kong's messages in that second WECCC.
我的分享并不是要来为江弟兄在第二次的特会的那个的信息来做一个总结。
But I'm just borrowing some of his points that he made.
我只是想引用他说过的一些不同的点。
And use those as lenses for us to look at the testimony that we should have today.
然后从那些的视角，我们来看我们今天的见证应该是怎么样。
And my hope is that as we review these, as we look at these things again, we can learn to be a good witness for the Lord.
我希望当我们这样看的时候，能够帮助我们成为主那。 的美好的见证。
And I'm sure the things I'm about to share our sisters have heard before.
我相信我所交通的弟兄姐妹们都已经听过了。
But I think we often need to go back to the fundamental things.
可是有时候我们需要再次的回到那些基本的原则上面。
And these things can be impressed upon our hearts more and more.
这些事情可以更深的在我们的心里面留下一深更深刻的印象。
So before I get into that, I kind of have a side note.
我还没有说之前，我 side notes.
Sorry. 这还外台外台。
我要先提一提另外一些事哈。
I really thank the Lord for the Bible that God has given us today.
我们实在感谢主他把圣经给了我们。
Thank the Lord for giving us all the books in the Bible, including the book of Acts.
在圣经里面有很多不同的书卷，包括使徒行传。
And then all these pass to us today in God's Word.
这些都是神的话，今天传到了我们。
Thank the Lord that we obtain these words not by word of mouth.
感谢主。
口头。
Yeah, 我们得到这些话并不是透过口传的。
But God has passed these words unto us in the Bible.
神在圣经里面把这些话给了我们。
I can't imagine if people do this orally by word of mouth, passing it down from generation to generation.
如果这些话是通过口传，从一代传到另外一代。
What would happen to us today if it started all these thousands of years ago?
这些是从2000年前所说过的话，如果是口传到我们这一代的时候，有什么事情会发生呢？
Some of you may be, a few of you may have played a game telephone before.
我们当中你可能有玩过这个电话的游戏哈。
I don't know if in the mainland you have this, but here in the U.S. There's a game people play. Called telephone.
我不知道在中国大陆有没有这个游戏在美国有一些人是有玩这个游戏的。
So you can have teams made of different people compete against one another.
有两队的人他们彼此的竞争。
So let's say you have 10 people in your team. First person receive like a note about a phrase that he wants to pass on.
那你那队如果有十个人你想要把一句的话可以传下去。
So the first person whispers a phrase to the second person, whispers what the phrase he needs to the second person.
那第一个人的话就很低声的向第二个人说了那句话。
So the second person does the same to the third person.
然后第二个人也向第三个人这样子的做。
And then so on and so forth. So from one person to another, you whisper that phrase.
所以你就把那句话从一个人传到另外一个人，可是需要很低声的来说的。
Until you get to the very last person.
直到你来到最后的那一个人。
And the last person is supposed to repeat what he heard.
那最后那一个人是需要把那句话说出来。
And most often than not, that last person, what he said is very different than what the original phrase was.
那很多时候，那最后的那个人所说的那句话和头一句话相差非常大的。
And a lot of times it becomes very funny that it makes no sense. It doesn't really correspond with what the original phrase was.
很多时候也是非常的有趣，因为是和原本要说的那一句话 的意思的话是完全不一样的。
So I'm glad today that it wasn't by word of mouth that today we have God's word in the Bible for us to look at.
所以今天神的话并不是口传给我们，乃是在圣经里面记载了。
So in the Bible, we have all the facts that God wants to tell us.
所以在圣经里面有所有神要告诉我们的那些事实。
And so these things have been passed on to us generation after generation.
这些的事实就是从一代传到另外一代。 圣教传到我们。
And now we are the ones who has to uphold the word of God to bear His testimony.
所以我们今天要来持守着神的话，来做他的见证。
So let us go back to look at the early church in the book of Acts.
我们现在就回到使徒行传来看早期的教会是怎么样。
And so remember the Lord said He promised the Holy Spirit will come.
我们记得主耶稣他们说圣灵会降临。
So on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
所以在五旬节的时候圣灵就降临了。
And so afterwards, when the Holy Spirit came,
然后圣灵降临之后
Oh, yeah. The apostles and the disciples, the believers, they courageously testify for the Lord.
使徒还有门徒们他们就很大胆的来为主做见证。
So we can see that in Acts chapter 2.
所以我们可以在使徒行传第二章里面可以看得到。
So I have two passages in that chapter, and I listed them up, and let us take a look at them right now.
我就从那一章里面选了两段的经文我们可以一起的来看。
So we turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们翻到使徒行传第二章。
We'll read 22 to 24.
我们读第 20.
Acts chapter 2:22-24.
使徒行传第二章第二十二到二十四节。
So the background of these verses was that Peter he stood up with the 11, and then they sort of preached this sermon.
这里的背景是彼得和其他十一个使徒就站起来然后彼得就开始讲道。
And I'm going to just pull a part of that sermon to read.
那我就选了他所讲得到的其中两节经文我们读出来。
So verse 22 says, Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know.
22节，以色列人呐，请听我的话。神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹将他证明出来这是你们自己知道的
This man delivered up by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death
他既按着神的定旨献剑被交与人你们就借着无法治人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了
And God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in his power.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
So Peter here declared to the people what the Lord had done. Yeah.
在这里彼得向百姓来宣告。
How he was put to death, how he was raised from the dead.
主是如何的被杀，然后他是从死里复活。
And it continue on, it tells us that there's many other words that they solemnly testified for the Lord.
然后他继续的用很多的话来为主做见证。
And so we read as a result in Acts chapter 2, we'll jump down to 41 and 42.
然后我们可以跳到使徒行传第二章第十一到四十二节，我们就可以看得见那一个的结果是怎么样。
Yeah. So then those who had received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人。
And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼。
So as a result of the preaching, 3,000 souls were saved.
听着彼得的讲道，3,000人得救了。
And after they were saved, it says in verse 42 that they continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer.
他们得救之后，第四十二节里面说到，他们都恒心的遵守使徒的教训，彼此的交接、擘饼、祈祷。
So in a way, this is a blueprint for us today as we gather together as a church.
所以在某一方面今天当我们聚集的时候这里所记载的就成为我们的一个的蓝图。
That we need to be devoted to God's teaching.
我们要来遵守主的教训。
That we can have that fellowship together and also breaking of bread and in prayer.
我们彼此的交通擘饼和祷告。
And this is what the early church has done, and this is example for us today too.
这是早期教会所做的也可以成为我们今天的一个例子。
Indeed, the assembly today, the local assembly, the church as a whole is tasked to share with the world what Christ has done for us.
今天教会是有一个使命，就是要去分享主所成就的事。
Yeah. So represent the facts from the Bible.
我们要把圣经里面的那些的事实来表明出来。
And how the Lord came from heaven down to this world to save sinners such as us.
主他是如何的从天上来到地上来拯救罪人。
How he has died for man and how he was raised from the dead.
他是如何的为人来死并且他从死里复活升到天上去。
Yeah, and gained the victory over sin and death.
并且胜过了死和罪的权势。
And how he opened a new and living way for all of us.
他是如何的为我们来打开了一条又信又活的路。
Last week we had the gospel meeting here.
上个星期我们有福音聚会。
That's one of the things God wants us to do to introduce non-believers to the Lord.
神要我们所做的其中一件事就是要把福音来介绍给还没有信主的人。
But we know that is not something that's very simple.
我们知道那是不简单的。
When you want to introduce your friend to someone else,
你如果要把你的朋友介绍给其他人。
You can just ask your friend to come up and say, here, this is my friend, I want to introduce him to you.
你可以请你的朋友他可以自己介绍他自己。
Or he will come up and then you can introduce him. So people can see who he is.
Okay. 你可以请你的朋友站起来然后你就可以把他介绍给其他的人。
But if you want to introduce someone to the Lord,
可是如果我们要把主介绍给其他人
It's a bit harder because you cannot see him.
是比较困难的因为他们不能够看见主。
So how can people believe in someone that they cannot see?
人怎么能够相信呢如果他们看不见的话。
Of course, we use the words in the Bible God has given to us.
当然我们可以用神在圣经里面给我们的话。
We can share some of our personal seeing, hearing and experiencing.
我们也可以分享我们所看见所听见还有所经历的。
Yes, we need to use the facts from the Bible and also support that by our own experience.
所以我们需要用在圣经里面的一些的事实。然后我们可以用我们的个人的经历来去支持我们所说的。
Yeah, so that's what the testimony is. That's what we're doing.
这就是一个见证。
And if we are faithful to what God has entrusted to us to testify for the Lord.
如果我们很忠心的来去执行神所交托给我们的。
God will perform the work in saving men and to bring them into the kingdom of his son.
神就会来做他的工是把那些人来带进他的国度里面。
So today as believers, we have been given a great task.
所以今天我们信徒我们是 有一个很大的使命。
To testify for the Lord to bring people back to God.
来为主去做见证把人带到主那里去。
I recently read an article that really touched me.
我最近读到一篇的文章使我非常的受到感动。
It's regarding a brother here in the U.S. who's planting a new church gathering.
是说到在美国有一位的弟兄他有参与来建立一个新的教会。
Quoting what he said, our hope is not to bring people to us, but to bring people back to God.
我就引用他所说的他说他的盼望不是要把人带到他那里去，乃是要把人带到主那里去。
So it's not to bring people here, but to bring people to God.
不是要把人带到这里来，乃是要把人带到主那里去。
So whether it's non-believers or believers, the goal is not to just to bring them to church and have more people here.
所以不论是已经信主的人还是还没有信主的人，我们不是要把他们带到教会，使有更多人聚集在一起。
But the purpose is to bring them to God.
目的是要把他们带到主那里神那里去。
It's not to exalt the church, but to exalt Christ.
不是要高举教会，乃是要高举基督。
Of course, we want to see growth in the church. We want to see more people.
没有错，我们想看到教会在人数上面可以有增长。
But the main purpose is not so much for the growth.
可是那个目的并不是只是有增长。
But to have people have that close relationship with God.
乃是使人可以与神有一个很亲密的关系。
So I hope that all of us here we're not just so-called Sunday Christians.
我盼望我们都不是只做星期天的基督徒。
That we come here on Sunday, the rest of the week, we can go about doing whatever we like.
我们只是星期天来到这里，然后其余的每一天我们只是过我们自己的生活。
I hope that each day that we have the desire that we can live out the Christ in us so that we can testify for him.
我盼望我们每一天都有一个渴慕可以把基督活出来成为基督的见证。
So if we look at the beginning chapters of the book of Acts.
如果我们看使徒行传的起头的时候。
And this is the time of the early church, as I said.
这是早期教会的时期。
You find that the person which really stood out here is the Apostle Peter.
我们看见有一个人是非常的突出来的，那就是彼得。
So, brothers and sisters know that I really like to talk about Peter.
弟兄姐妹知道我很喜欢提到彼得。
In the past, I have many sharing about him.
过去我有很多的信息都说到彼得。
And still, I'd like to talk about him today.
我今天仍然很喜欢提到彼得。
When I look at Peter, I think he's one of the most interesting, most fascinating persons in the New Testament.
我想到彼得的时候，我觉得他是在新约里面其中一个最有趣最吸引人的一个人。
The Apostle Paul, he is also very fascinating too, but it doesn't appear until later in the book of Acts.
使徒保罗也是一个非常吸引人的一个人，可是他却是在使徒行传的时候才出现的。
So we want to go into chapter 3 of Acts, and brother can put the next slide. So we'll read some of the verses in this chapter.
我们就从使徒行传第三章里面来读一些的经文。
If we look at verses 1-7 first in Acts.
我们可以看第一到第七节。
Okay, I'll read it quickly. It says, Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer.
伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。
And a certain man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple.
有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在店的一个门口。那门名叫美门，要求进店的人奏祭。
And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms.
他看见彼得、约翰正要进殿，就求他们奏祭。
And Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze upon him and said, "Look at us."
彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说：“你看我们。”
Then he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them.
那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。
But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Walk."
彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。”
And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened.
于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和脖子骨都立刻健壮了。
I'll read verse 8 also, sorry.
我们也读第八节。
And with a leap, he stood upright and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God.
就跳起来，站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
Here in the beginning of the book of Acts, chapter 3, we see Peter and John going into the temple to pray.
所以在使徒行传第三章里面，我们看到彼得和约翰他们到圣殿去祷告。
And so they encountered this lame man who was begging for alms.
他们就遇见了这个瘸腿的人。
And Peter said to him, "We do not possess silver and gold, but what we have, we give to you."
彼得就对他说：“金银我都没有，我把我们所有的都给你。”
So what did Peter have?
彼得有什么呢？
Jesus Christ the Nazarene.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And in his name, the lame man walked again. So in the name of Jesus, the man was able to walk.
借着耶稣的名，这个瘸腿的人就可以起来行走。
This man, he was looking for alms.
这个瘸腿的人他本来想要的是救济。
But what he received was much better, much more than he could imagine.
可是他所得到的是远远超过他所想象的。
Which was the ability to walk again.
就是有行走的能力。
I think people in this world,
我想这个世界上面的人，
when they go through life,
他们生活，
they in search of things they feel can satisfy them, fulfill them.
他们寻找一些事，来能够满足他们。
Such as money, fame, accomplishments, etc., etc.
比如像金钱呢，名誉呢，还有一些的成就呢。
But they miss out on the one thing that is most important for them.
可是他们却错过了对他们最重要的事情。
So we see this lame man, he was looking for something else, but then he was able to walk again.
所以我们看到这个瘸腿的人他本来是想要得到其他的事情，可是后来他却得着能够行走的能力。
So he actually gained something else, let's read on.
所以他就得着了另外一些的事情。
So we read verses 11 to 16.
我们读第11到第16节。
And while he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them at the so-called portico of Solomon, full of amazement.
那人正在称为所罗门的廊下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们那里，觉稀奇。
But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this, or why do you gaze at us as if our own power or piety we had made him walk?"
彼得看见就对百姓说，以色列人啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, the one whom you have delivered up and disowned in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。你们却把他交付啊比拉多，比拉多定义要释放他，你们仅在比拉多面前弃绝了他。
But you disowned the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you.
你们弃绝了那圣洁公义者，凡求着释放一个凶手给你们。
But put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact to which we are witnesses.
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为这事做见证。
And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all.
我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的这人健壮了。正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。
So Peter went on to explain that it was not by the own power or piety.
彼得跟他们解释说，他们不是凭着自己的能力和虔诚。
That this man can walk.
来使这个人行走。
I misspoke earlier. He actually, this man, as we know, that he was lame from his mother's womb, so he never walked, and now he can walk.
我刚才提到这个人他还没有出生以前，他是已经是一个瘸腿的。
So now he can walk. He can learn to walk.
可是他现在他可以行走。
And also we found in verse 16 that it is on the basis of faith in the name of Christ Jesus that he can be strengthened and have the health.
然后在第十六节里面，我们看见借着信心就叫这个人可以全然的好了。
So this man who was looking for alms,
这个人他本来是要寻找救济，
but now he can walk.
可是现在他可以行走。
And he have faith in the Lord Jesus.
他对主有信心。
And for Peter,
对于彼得，
that he was able to testify to them about the Lord, what happened to the Lord.
他能够向百姓来见证主。
And he was able to bear the testimony, that witness for the Lord.
他能够为主来背负这个见证。
They weren't directing people to themselves, but to the Lord.
他们不是要引导人到他们那里去，而是把人带到主那里。
I think I need to speed up, but if we're not going to read, well, actually, going back, in the verses 19 to 21, which we will skip over.
我们会跳过19和21节。
But what it says there is that Peter continued to tell them that they should repent and return to God.
在那里彼得劝勉他们要悔改回到神那里去。
And that the sins can be wiped away.
使他们的罪可以得到赦免。
And that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
使那安息的日子从主面前来到。
Next. And then when we get into chapter 4, verse 4.
然后我们来到第四章的第四节。
It says, but many of those who had heard of the message believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000.
第四节。当听到这人有许多信的，男丁数目约有5000。
Yeah, in the we read that the men there come to 5,000. So only the men.
男的大概有5000。
There can be women, there can be children. So maybe more than 5,000 were saved that day.
还有其他的妇女孩子，所以那个人数是超过5000的。
And so because of Peter's witness that day, 5,000 men were saved.
所以因着彼得的见证， 那一天信主的人超过了五千。
And then, in verse 12,
然后在第十二节
Peter continued to witness, saying that there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
彼得继续的来做见证，说到除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
So just as Peter and John and how they witnessed for the Lord back then.
所以彼得和约翰他们那个时候是怎么样的为主做见证？
Today, God through us, we can testify for the Lord.
今天神透过我们，也要借着我们来为主做见证。
If there's a lot of work, a lot of meetings, but the Lord has not been testified of here.
如果只有很多的工作，有很多的聚会，可是主却没有给见证出来的话。
Then the church has failed in its testimony.
那教会在见证的事情上面就失败了。
But in another way, God first needs to work in the lives of the brothers and sisters.
所以神需要首先在弟兄姐妹们身上。上来做工
For our testimony to be effective in this world.
使他的见证可以在这个世界上面有那个功效。
And of course we can look at the life of Peter.
没有错，我们可以看彼得的一生。
How his life was changed by the Lord.
他是如何的给主来改变。
So we know the Peter that we read of in the gospel books.
我们读福音书的时候，我们认识到那一个彼得。
How he was so proud of himself and so impulsive in the things he does.
他是一个非常的自高自大，也是一个很冲动的一个人。
And how he fell miserably and denied the Lord three times.
可是他在三次否认主的事情上面，他是如何的完全的失败了。
We saw how Peter was before, and the person, he was.
所以我们看到彼得之前是一个怎么样的人。
But when you come to the book of Acts, he seemed to be a different person.
可是我们来到使徒行传的时候，彼得好像变成另外一个人了。
That he was so bold and he was able to testify in front of all the people.
他是很大胆，可以在百姓面前来见证主。
We know that part of it is because God has mercy, God has grace upon the early church, and God worked mightily amongst them.
一方面我们看到神实在的非常恩待在。早期的教会，神也在他们当中有很大的做工。
It's God's tremendous grace that 3,000 were saved and then 5,000 were saved.
所以因着神的那奇妙的恩典有3000人信主，有5000人信主。
And also we know the Holy Spirit came and it worked in the lives of the believers.
我们也知道圣灵降临他在使徒们身上来做工。
But Peter too, I believe that there is a transformation in him, that he's a transformed person than what he was before.
彼得也是一样他从以前的彼得他经历到了变化。
I again want to borrow from Brother Kong what we are studying right now, the pattern on the mount.
我想引用江弟兄分享的信息，在山上的样式。
Pattern on the mount for those don't know came from the book of Exodus, and this was what God entrusted to Moses to build a tabernacle according to that pattern.
山上的样式是出自于出埃及记。那个时候神把建造会幕的那个的使命来托付给摩西。
In today's turn, as our brother shared, this is all related to Christ himself.
就像弟兄所分享的, 那是指说今天的教会,
Christ, yeah. So Brother Kong said there are qualifications to obtain this pattern on the mount.
像弟兄有提到要 得到上升的样式是有一些的条件的。
So one of the qualifications is that a person needs to go to his own end, go to the end of themselves.
其中一个条件就是那个人需要来到他的尽头。
Yeah. So I see that happen in Peter.
我在彼得的身上就看得到。
Because you remember when he denied the Lord three times?
我们记得他三次否认主。
After that, he wept bitterly.
之后他就出去痛哭。
It's like he came to the end of himself.
他好像来到他的尽头了。
He might have given up on himself, but the Lord hasn't.
他可能也放弃了自己, 可是主没有放弃他。
Because the Lord met him up, met him at the Sea of Tiberias.
因为主在 提比里海边 与他相遇。
So after the Lord resurrected from the dead, he appeared by the Sea of Tiberias.
主在复活之后,他就显现在提比里海旁边。
And there the believed Peter was restored, and the Lord asked him three times if he loved him.
主就恢复彼得, 主三次问彼得,你爱我吗?
And to all those, Peter replied, yes.
彼得对主的问题, 的回答,
and then we see Peter here in the book of Acts.
然后在使徒行传里面我们看到彼得,
he didn't seem to be the same person we know him know of before.
他好像, 和我们以往所认识的彼得不一样。
He wasn't perfect, we know.
我们知道他还, 不是完全的。
But he has changed from what he was like before.
可是他以往的彼得是
So Peter, who was once so full of himself, putting so much confidence in himself,
以前的彼得是非常的自豪, 也是以他自己为中心的,
is now no longer directing people to him, but to direct people to the Lord.
可是现在他不是要引人到他自己那里, 乃是把人,
so there was sort of 180 degree turn for him.
所以, 对他来说是有180度的转变。
But we want to attribute the work to God, of God's work in his life.
可是我们需要把, 归功于神的工作。
And also, of course, the work of the Spirit in his life.
并且, 圣灵也, 在他的生命里面来工作工。
Yeah, and Peter seemed to have learned a lot of the lessons the Lord has taught his disciples in the past.
彼得好像已经学到了主在地上要教导他的门徒的很多的功课。
And the Spirit must have reminded him what the Lord has taught him in the past.
圣灵也把主以前所教导他的来提醒他。
So Peter can now be that vessel which God can use.
所以彼得就能够成为神 能够使用的一个器皿,
to testify for him.
来为主做见证。
So may God do similar work upon us today that he did in Peter back then.
愿意神 今天也 在我们身上来做工, 就像他在彼得身上所做的工一样。
So Romans chapter 12 verse 2 tell us that we are transformed by the renewing of the mind.
罗马书第12章 告诉我们
It's okay. You need to be transformed by renewing of the mind.
我们的心意 需要更新而变化。
And so may that be our desire, and that we can be more conformed to the image of Christ.
愿意这是我们心里面的渴慕, 使我们可以被 变化, 被磨成像我们主的样式。
I think more or less we have some parts of Peter in us.
我们多多少少 都有彼得的一些的性情啊。
Yeah, at times we are very proud of ourselves. We can be boastful of ourselves.
有时候我们会自大，
And,
会自夸。
Sometimes we get a little bit impulsive.
有时候我们也有一点的冲动。
And sometimes we have full of the self, the self-life.
有时候我们是以自我为中心的。
If the Lord can do this work in Peter,
如果神能够在彼得的身上来做工
to turn him around from how it's like before,
使他完全的改变过来。
He can do the same for us today.
他今天也能够在我们身上做同样的工。
And when he does that work, we can become, like Peter, useful vessel for the Lord.
当神做工的时候，我们也能够像彼得一样，能够成为神所使用的器皿。
To testify for him.
来为他做见证。
And if all of us can be dealt with by God, then as a church, as assembly, that we can be good witness for the Lord.
如果我们每一个人都能够被主来对付，那教会的整体就能够成为主的见证。
By man's nature, we just look to ourselves. We just care about ourselves.
因为按照我们的天性，我们只是顾着我们自己。
But may God cause us to care more about His house, care more about His testimony.
求神帮助我们可以对他还有对他的家更加的关心。
So in conclusion, next, I want to leave you with verses in 2 Peter.
在结束的时候，我想来把彼得后书一节的经文留给大家。
So I'll share about some events which happened to him in the book of Acts.
我分享到在使徒行传里面发生在彼得身上的一些事情。
And so he actually wrote this in 2 Peter chapter 1.
他在彼得后书第一章里面写了这些话。
So in verses 3 to 4.
在第三和第四节。
If this is too small for you, you can read along with your Bible.
如果这些字对你来说的是太小的话，你可以读你手上的圣经。
Says, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of him who caused by his own glory and excellence.
神的神能以将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，接引我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主。
For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
因此他以这样又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So just as these verses tell us, God has called us today by His own glory and excellence.
这里告诉我们说，神是用他自己的荣耀和美来造我们的。
So that we can become partakers of the divine nature.
使我们可以与他的性情有份。
It's when we can become partakers of that divine nature that we can be effective witnesses for Him.
唯有当我们与神的性情有份的时候，我们才能够成为他一个有效的见证人。
And we know in order to do that, there must be a decrease of the self so the Lord can increase in us.
为了要达到那一点我们需要把我们自己卑微下来。
Just as John chapter 3:30 tells us, he must increase, but I must decrease.
就像在约翰福音第三章第三十节里面说到，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
So may the Lord do this work in us today.
所以求神今天在我们身上做工。
That we can be partakers of that divine nature.
使我们可以与神的性情有份。
That we can be more conformed to His image.
使我们可以更被磨成像主的样式。
That we can be true witnesses for Him.
能够成为他真正的见证人。
And that His testimony can be shown in the church.
使他的见证可以在教会里面 被彰显出来。
So hope these words can be encouragement to others.
愿意这些话可以来勉励我们。
And give all the glory back to the Lord.
所有的荣耀归给我们的。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we give you all the praises once again.
亲爱的主，我们把再次的把颂赞归给你。
Because you are so gracious to us.
因为你何等的恩待我们。
You call us out from this world.
你从这个世界上呼召我们出来。
By your own glory, your excellence, you have called us.
是用你的荣耀和美德来召我们的。
And you put us into this body of Christ.
你把我们放在基督的身体里面。
That we can be witnesses for you, that we can bear the testimony for you.
使我们可以做你的做你的见证。
So help us as we move onward.
请你帮助我们继续的往前。
We know that there are things we need to deal with each one of us.
我们知道在我们身上你有很多事情是要对付我们的。
And so may you give us a willing heart that the scripture tells us that we decrease, that you increase in us.
求你给我们有一个心来说你必兴旺，我必衰微。
We thank you for this time you've given to us.
谢谢你把这段时间给我们。
We know we are not worthy of all this.
我们知道我们是不配的。
But we do thank you for all your grace and mercy upon us.
但是我们为着你的恩典和怜悯，我们感谢你。
Can we give you back the praises, the thanks, and all the glory?
把所有的颂赞、荣耀都归给你。
In praises in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督名求。Okay. Amen. 谢谢弟兄给我们和我们的交通。
Thank our brothers for the sharing.
Yeah, 再次的提醒我们信主之后我们是主的一个见证人哈。
That after we believe in the Lord, we are His witnesses.
Yeah, 我们每一个无论我们是小的还是大的，神都把那个的使命托付给我们。
So each one of us, whether we are older or younger, He has given us this mission.
Yeah. 所以我们每一次的聚集还有我们每一天的生活都是来背负着这个见证哈，我们不要忘记。
Each time we meet, each time when we live in this world, we have to bear the testimony for him, so let us not forget.
Yeah. 我们今天有一些报告，我们下星期的话